Hi, you're listening to All Law, an audio series brought to you by Lakshmi Kumaran and Sridharan, a leading Indian law firm. At the firm, we are proud to combine our knowledge of law with extensive experience in industry and technology in order to design practical legal solutions for our clients. This podcast series is a part of our knowledge sharing initiative, where we will discuss notable judicial and regulatory developments and analyze the business implications of the law as it evolves in India. This podcast focuses on the connection between investment advisor regulations and the fintech space. Investment advisor regulations and fintech. A cloud on the horizon? Financial technology or fintech is one of the fastest growing sectors in the financial services space globally, and is a paradigm of customer-centric innovation. A study undertaken by Boston Consulting Group in collaboration with the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry on India's fintech growth in March 2021 concluded that India's fintech sector is at the precipice of significant value creation, and that the sector's valuation is expected to reach USD 150 to 160 billion by 2025. Resulting in a USD 100 billion value creation opportunity. Speaking of technology and its influence on businesses, we are reminded of Leon C. Mogensen's famous remark, "It is not the most intellectual of the species that survives. It is not the strongest that survives. But the species that survives is the one that is able to best adapt and adjust to the changing environment in which it finds itself." As more and more businesses are inclined to use technology to adapt and keep with the growing trend of innovation in products and efficiency in user experience, for the financial services sector, digital platforms offering financial products and robo-advisors, which are digital platforms that provide automated, algorithm-driven investment services with minimal human supervision, are both de rigueur and ineluctable. The palpable question then is, is the Indian legal framework facilitating and incentivizing the rapidly growing fintech sector? This podcast examines the impact of key amendments to the SEBI Investment Advisors Regulations 2013, or the IA regulations, on the fintech sector and highlights some areas that need to be fine-tuned for the fintech sector. Discussing the fog of war in this situation. With effect from September 30th, 2020, SEBI introduced some amendments to the IA regulations primarily to address the conflict of interest arising from the dual role played by investment advisors as both advisors and distributors of financial products. The intent of the amendment is to protect the interest of retail investors. Unwittingly, however, it is turning out to be both quixotic and ill-conceived for robo-advisors and tech-based businesses. Some examples are discussed as follows. Segregation of advisory and distribution activities. From April 1, 2021, investment advisors who are not individuals cannot provide both advisory and distribution services to the same client, and investment advisors who are individuals cannot provide distribution services or advisory services to clients receiving distribution services from a family member. The IA regulations do not define distribution services. Investment advice is, however, defined, and a key element of the definition of investment advice is the act of providing advice. In recent times, business models in the fintech space have evolved to digital or automated models where the entire process is automated, algorithm-driven, with very little human intervention. Should this be considered as investment advice, and should these businesses be required to comply with the IA regulations? If yes, then how should these businesses segregate advisory and distribution, considering that they will almost always be distributors? In 2016, the SEBI broadly covered the applicability of IA regulations to digital platforms in a discussion paper, and was of the view that all platforms providing recommendation on securities using the internet will also need to comply with the provisions of the IA regulations. It is understandable why the SEBI wants to regulate all businesses in the financial sector. But is one-size-fits-all the right approach? Secondly, fee. Investment advisors can now charge clients for investment advice either under a fixed fee model, subject to a cap of ₹1,25,000 per annum per client, or under an AUA, which is assets under advice model, subject to a cap of 2.5% of the AUA per annum per client. The cap on fee might make sense for investment advisors operating in the traditional model. However, the commercial viability for tech-based business models in this space is debatable. Further, the fee can be changed to a different model only after the completion of 12 months from the onboarding or last change. This means the choice for each new client has to be made at the time of onboarding the client. Thirdly, agreements with clients. Investment advisors are now required to enter into an agreement with the client before providing advisory services in the prescribed form. While investment advisors can modify the prescribed form, such modification cannot dilute any protection provided to clients under the prescribed form. In April 2021, the SEBI, in its informal guidance to Paytm Money, took the view that merely seeking electronic consent and sharing the same with clients on their registered email addresses may not be considered compliance with IA regulations and circular. The SEBI's view has far-reaching consequences for fintech-based investment advisors and could make their business model unviable given that digital businesses typically use click-wrap agreements instead of physical agreements. Fourthly, qualification and certification requirements. Investment advisors who are individuals, principal officers of and persons associated with providing investment advice for investment advisors who are not individuals are now required to meet the prescribed minimum education and experience requirements. An OOTRE requirement is for such persons to maintain NISM certification by obtaining fresh certification. An author commenting on this requirement very aptly said, "Asking a person to reappear for all exams hardly makes a person a better advisor. This is like asking a doctor to give all his or her exams every other year to continue being a doctor." Delving further, how should this requirement be implemented by robo-advisors? To exacerbate matters, the SEBI in its informal guidance to Paytm Money also opined that principal officer under the IA regulations would mean a person who is the managing director or designated director or managing partner or executive chairman of the board of directors or equivalent management body of an investment advisor, and a member of committee appointed by the board of directors to oversee the advisory functions and operations cannot be a principal officer. Is it feasible to expect a founder who intends to set up a robo-advisor or tech-enabled platform to meet this requirement? Fifthly, minimum net worth requirement has increased from INR 1 lakh to INR 5 lakh for investment advisors who are individuals and INR 25 lakh to INR 50 lakh for investment advisors who are not individuals. A significant increase in the net worth requirements might impact the ability of startups to enter this space. As of closing thoughts, it must be noted that although the intent of this podcast is limited to the IA regulations, we are also tempted to point out that under Indian exchange control regulations, foreign direct investment under the automatic route is only permitted for entities engaged in other financial service activities if the financial services activities are regulated by a financial sector regulator and is also subject to minimum capitalization requirements. Where the activities are not regulated by a financial sector regulator, foreign direct investment is permitted only with prior government approval. Very often, robo-advisors or other startups in the fintech sector do not handle public money or operate merely as facilitators. Should then such startups be treated as financial services that are not regulated by a financial services regulator or simply as a technology company? Adam Smith, in his magnum opus, An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, venerated self-interest and remarked, "It is not from the benevolence of the butcher, the brewer, or the baker that we expect our dinner, but from their regard to their own interest. Effective laws proliferate, bolster, and incentivize growth and innovation. It is important for Indian regulators to take note of the tech-based business models and fine-tune laws that facilitate growth of new-age business models in this space. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this series. We would love to hear your feedback, comments, and questions about the episode. You could write to us at podcast@lakshmishree.com to know more. You can even suggest topics for future episodes you'd like to hear more about. Do check out our website www.lakshmishree.com, which is being linked in the episode description below, to keep abreast of relevant legal updates. We hope you'll join us next week.